Good morning, podcast audience. And on this special day, I would like to extend a sincere, heartfelt blessings to all mothers. Happy Mother's Day. But I also want to remind the culture that let us not wait for society to dictate days in which we show special appreciation. How about if we make that every day? So every day we wake up, it should be Happy Mother's Day, Happy Father's Day, Happy Brother's Day, Happy I Really Don't Like You, the guy I work next to your day. Again, we got to learn to live our best life and appreciate every day. But keeping in customs and tradition, a blessed Mother's Day to all mothers. Columbus, Ohio, stand by. I'm coming at you raw, 180 degrees, knocking down all doors. Hey, listen, I hope you're paying particular attention to your work environment, and I hope you are aware of the changes that are taking place daily. When I say changes, I mean, if you'll pay attention to it for a second, the agency is very smoothly, for lack of a better phrase, delineating all areas of responsibilities. I'm sorry, they're taking away all areas of responsibilities. And what I mean is, just because you work in the flat area, they are very comfortable asking you to go to the bundle sorter, go to the automation, or go in another area outside of your bid. So what I'm saying is, they are paying no attention to your particular bid jobs, and they are managing and moving you wherever it is they feel there's a fire. And let me say this to you, because I want to be real specific when I explain this. I don't fault management for what they're doing. I fault the union for allowing it to happen. Again, management has been immersed in Lean Six Sigma, which is definitely not contract friendly, but that's a teaching tool for management. They strive for different color karate belts in their Lean Six Sigma training. But that Lean Six Sigma don't really have a lot of respect for our contract. Lean Six Sigma don't really acknowledge I have a bid. Lean Six Sigma says, if I see you there and you're not actively employed at that second, let's see if we can route you somewhere else. And that's not the nature of our bids, folks. And we have to wake up and become very conscious of that, because it's happening every day, and it's happening rather smoothly. Because if you'll notice the new wave of management, I don't really see a lot of yelling. I don't see. Although we're going to talk about some disgusting situations in a minute, I don't see a lot of yelling. I see them very smoothly speaking to you professionally. And in that smooth, professional tone, talking you right into violating your contract. Columbus, Ohio, let me give you a quick example of what I mean. I currently work toward two apps. Notice, toward two apps. The apps machine is not located on the North Dock. As soon as there's a shipment of mail coming in for the apps, you hear apps machine, apps drivers, North Dock has mail. That's not my bid. The North Dock has dock drivers out there. But we have become so accustomed, so familiar with that, that that's a violation. And if we continue to do that, then we'll continue to lose bids. Because if the apps drivers are going to double up as apps drivers and North Dock drivers, then what do we need people on the North Dock for? And be very mindful when you hear the words that I'm saying right now. I'm not advocating do anything other than when you're asked to move out of your section, simply ask the supervisor, what operation are you moving to?
Move code.
And just do a move. That's all I'm asking you to do. Now, let me tell you why you do that. If they continue to send you out of your section with a lackadaisical manner, or in other words, from the perspective, from management's perspective, is you'll just go where I send you. Well, as you do these moves, every time they send you out of your unit, you can be compensated 50%. Now, let me tell you, you're going to run across this phrase about if the work was D minus. I mean, if it's 1 to 2 minutes, well, you know, nobody's really going to put a grievance in and spend the paperwork on that. But 1 or 2 minutes, 40 times a day, now we have a different situation. So again, all I'm asking you to do is when management moves you out of your bid location, just ask that manager who decided to move you, what operations did you swipe to, and then make the swipe, and then proceed with the mission or proceed with the assignment. But again, there's no reason to have anything, any conversation other than what operations should I swipe to. On Monday's podcast, I reminded everyone that we are in the holy season of Ramadan for the Muslim faith. And I was hoping to go through the whole season of Ramadan without having to podcast about some silliness on Columbus Postal Management. There was a Muslim gentleman whose schedule was changed, and that change was a direct change because the gentleman observed Ramadan. And I think that's horrible. I don't even understand how the agency allows that type of intentional mismanagement to continue on a daily basis. Now, I say to postal management, you don't have to understand Ramadan. You don't have to care about Ramadan, but you have to, as a manager in a government, quasi-government facility, you have to be aware of certain religious holidays of your employees. Doesn't mean that you have to participate, but you have to be aware, and you being aware should position you to do the right thing as far as if the post office decides we're going to assist, then we're going to assist everyone. If the post office decides that they're not going to assist in special holidays for religious sects, then that's an item they can take up with the Congress. But all I'm saying to postal management is let's stop that foolishness. And I understand that the situation was addressed, but you knew better. You did it intentionally because of a religious holiday that you probably don't observe. And again, I think you just saying, I'm going to do it right next time, in this case, really ain't good enough. But that's for the agency to decide. But I would hope that guidance was put out to all postal management. Again, if you can accommodate, then accommodate. Now, if you can show where your accommodation is going to horribly affect your mail processing for that day, then that's another conversation. But if you can accommodate, accommodate, and let's stop making these dreadful decisions based on your lack or your understanding of someone else's religious holiday. Now, what I hope would happen as a result of this podcast is the agency on tour 3 at least pull the young man to the side and speak to him and maybe try to explain to him what happened and make have some kind of compassion for the young man. I'm a firm believer, again, nobody's perfect, but if you acknowledge what may seem to be very inappropriate, it has an excellent possibility of stopping it from escalating. So Columbus, Ohio, tour 3, and directly to the plant manager. Here's a situation you might want to get on the right side of. Okay, so with that being said, one last topic or item I want to talk about this morning, and that is, real quick, overtime. When reporting for work on your non-scheduled day, as per Article 8 in the KIM, it's very specific. You have no entitlements on that day. So let me set the background a little bit. Columbus, Ohio. In our local agreement, we have a item in there that says we pick our choice of duties, duty stations within our bids at the start of tour. Now, and I want to say this because I'm absolutely certain this is how it is. If you work overtime on your non-sched day, you are what we, for all contractual language, now please don't confuse contractual language with what takes place every day, because you and I know, both know, they usually never meet. So contractually, when you come to work on your non-sched day, you are extra in your pay location. I'm going to say that again. When you come to work on your non-scheduled day, you are extra in your pay location. So if you understand that, and we can agree to that, and again, I know that's not how it is real world. I'm giving you contract right now. So when you come to work on your non-sched day and you're extra, that means you don't actually get to pick an assignment. What happens is, because our local agreement says we pick assignments at the beginning of tour, but the contract, Article 8, expand the embellished version in the KIM, lets you know when you come to work on your non-scheduled day, you have no entitlements. So we had a situation in one of the pay locations last week where you had one mail handler came in early, begin tour overtime, and another mail handler was on overtime, whole day overtime. Now, the group leader allowed the mail handler on full day overtime to select a job before the mail handler on begin tour overtime, and the group leader's rationale or logic was, if you're both on overtime, then seniority takes precedent. I can't think of anything further from actuality or the truth, but if we're both on overtime, if we're both on non-scheduled day overtime, then maybe what the group leader thought to be true could be implemented. Meaning, if we're both on non-sched overtime, the mail handler who's senior, if we're going to pick, should pick first. But understand, neither mail handler is entitled. So I think what the group leader confused was non-sched day overtime as opposed to begin tour overtime, because although they're both overtime, not the same. Because I am on a begin tour overtime, that does not force me to give up any entitlements. Because I work a non-scheduled day overtime, I give up any entitlements in order to work within that pay location. Now, that's my understanding of Article 8. And by the way, there is going to be a step one grievance on that, and I'll let you know how the union defends that. But again, non-sched day overtime is not integral. Does not have the contractual autonomy to select a job, period. Now, again, if management gives you a choice after everyone else has selected, then that's something different. But again, I'm talking contractual. And if we want to really be a stronger union, like, there's going to be some things we have to give up. And one of them might be, when you come in on overtime, stop expecting to do your job, but be expecting to work overtime within your pay location. Think about that and holler at me at 180 degrees, new direction. Hey, Columbus, Ohio, you got to get connected. Come on, 180 degrees, new direction. That's our Facebook page. And again, I'm on a quest to have at least 400 members by July 1st. Okay, I want to have 400 members out of Columbus, Ohio. Come on, we have to have some kind of a media, some kind of platform where we can voice what goes on during the day in our facility, hopefully to employees who work there, because you will never know how what affects a mail handler up on the bundle sorter may have an impact on a mail handler in the flat area or a clerk in processing. You never know. So again, get connected, share your thoughts, share your views. As always, this is Branch President Hodge, 180 degrees, new direction, keeping you informed.